Hey guys, welcome to the Day by Day podcast with Caress Dear. I am so glad to be posting another episode. This one is a little different format than what I have done for the previous episodes. I was actually in the car on my way home from school and it just came out. I kind of just really wanted to express myself. I wanted to talk to you guys, just say what's on my mind and in my heart, and I did. And I was gonna originally use it as a way of like getting out my ideas and then going home and fleshing out and recording a full episode like I've done in the past, but it was just really good and it was just me and I was just kind of free flowing and just saying exactly what I thought and felt, and I thought that was more valuable and more engaging. Not to say that what I've done before hasn't been, but I don't know, doing it this way kind of felt a little different to me and I liked that feeling, so I decided to run with it. So this week's episode is me in the car yabbering on to myself. I hope you guys can have some great takeaways from this episode, and if you ever want to reach out, we're at Day by Day Pod on Facebook and Instagram. You can always find this podcast on iTunes, Google Music, wherever you get your podcasts. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And I look forward to hearing some feedback. If you guys like what you hear, if you want to hear more of these in-car sessions, or just me blabbering on with no kind of outline, no kind of nothing, let me know. Tell me how you feel. I want to know what you think. I love feedback. So hit me up. Enjoy the episode, and I'll catch you next time. So, one thing that I want to talk about is enriching your mind. Part of improving yourself is being able to learn from other people and then take it and reflect on yourself. And that's one thing that I actually enjoy doing. I like hearing other people's perspectives. I like hearing other people's stories and learning about them and their successes. And one thing that I'm super obsessed with, I'm really into right now, is listening to audiobooks and podcasts in the car. I know it's not revolutionary, but I've been really more focused on it than listening to music, because I end up getting bored by music. I get bored by pop, and I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the new hip hop that's out. It's not my taste. I don't understand a lot of the metaphors. I'm still listening to people like Jay-Z, DMX, the old school Kanye, because some of what Kanye put out now, it flies by me. I don't understand a lot of it. But that is also because I don't come from where a lot of these rappers come from. So the stuff they talk about, it's lost on me because I've never been exposed to that. You know, my family, they're immigrants. My parents are immigrants. We come from Jamaica. And then they came here and I was the last kid. I got put directly into the suburbs, where at least my brother and sisters, you know, they spent part of their childhood in Jamaica and then they came here and they were in the inner city first before we moved to the suburbs. So they got a little bit of a difference in how they grew up. But even when I was a kid, I would listen to DMX and Jay-Z and Biggie and Nas and all of those cats, and I would hear the stories that they infused in their music. And while some of the metaphors and things that they spoke about and some of the stories they spoke about, some of it was lost on me, but I still got perspective from it. And that's something that I've been doing since I started really listening to music when I was growing up. So now as an adult, I've always been into books as well. I'm such a book nerd. But I'm really into listening to other people's perspectives. So that's the great thing that I could listen. And right now I'm really into Charlemagne the God's Black Privilege book that recently dropped in 2017. And I love it so much. I only have good things to say about it. And the reason why I recommend it is he takes his past experiences, and some of the stories are funny. And I think that's what really holds my attention too, is that Charlemagne has a very unique sense of humor, and that definitely comes across in his book. But he takes the lessons that he learned growing up and through these experiences and takes these lessons and explains to you how he turned his life around to be able to become the major media sensation that he is now on the radio. He has one of the top hip radio shows that happens to be hip hop focused, as he mentions in the book. So let's not talk about it like, oh, because it's hip hop, that's the only reason why it's there. No, he is talented. His crew is talented. They have a great following. They have built up an amazing audience that supports them, and they are a radio show. It just happens to be that their main focus is hip hop. You know, it's like saying I'm a black man versus I'm a man who happens to be black. It's that kind of situation or analogy, so to speak. But I've never been exposed to anything that Charlamagne has been exposed to as he was growing up. It would never occur to me to do some of the stuff that Charlamagne did. Also, I had the fear of God from my parents, and there was nothing, no punishment that the world could give me that would be worse than the punishment that would come from my parents and family. Because I wasn't just getting punished from mom or dad, or mom and dad. I was getting punished from them and about 6 or 7 other people, because my mother would then punish me, my father would punish me, and then my mother would go and tell my siblings who were older than me, and she'd also tell my godparents, and I was either getting an ass whooping or a lecture or a screaming lecture, one or the other. So majority of the shit that I probably could have gotten into as a kid was just not worth it at all. So hearing Charlamagne's experiences as he was growing up and how he was arrested 3 or 4 times, you know, he was selling drugs and all of that, and had very frayed relationships with some of his family members, that's a whole new perspective for me. That's a whole new experience. And I'm listening and I'm like, yo, I would have never thought of that stuff. But again, I'm the suburbanite. You know, I hung out with the AP honors kids because I'm like, well, let me piggyback off of them and get good grades, because I didn't think very much of my abilities growing up. Now as an adult, I realize, yo, I was freaking smart. And I did pretty damn good, because I'm the one who I found the shortest way to do shit and still got decent grades. But I can look at that now and think that in the moment, I thought I was stupid and I thought that I wasn't doing well enough. But that's a whole nother podcast as to why I had those thoughts. Which when I do that podcast, I'm gonna have to figure out how to delicately do it, because I keep in mind that my family may or may not eventually listen to this, and I don't know if I really want to deal with the backlash that would come from some of the shit that I would have to say. And maybe I'll get to the point where I don't give a shit. But as of right now, situations are frayed, and I'm just like, I don't know if I don't have time for this. Like, I gotta focus on school. I gotta focus on my goals. I don't have time for the bullshit backlash. Which this right here might even get me some backlash, but whatever. So anyway, back to Charlamagne. So Charlamagne, he was brilliant growing up. He's brilliant in general, but he let a certain lifestyle sway him. And then he gets to the point where he falls in love with radio and he turns his entire life around and is able to make these great opportunities for himself. And he changes his mindset. And, you know, it's just great to see how somebody goes from one end of the spectrum to another. And I love that Charlamagne promotes in his book that it's not about where you come from. It's about your mindset and how you get there. What you choose to focus on is gonna dictate whether or not you have certain opportunities, or create certain opportunities, I should say, for yourself. Maybe you don't mix and mingle with the right people because your mind ain't right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I love. That's why I also love listening to Oprah's podcast for Super Soul Conversations. I absolutely love that podcast because you hear about these people that we have as celebrities that we love. You know, NDIRE is on there. Ayanla Van Zant is on there. Sheryl Sandberg is on there, who wrote Lean In. These are names that we're all familiar with. And we know that these people are top earners. We know that these people are celebrities. We know that they're amazing singers that we admire. But we don't know their struggle. We don't know their come up. We don't know anything about the hard work that they put in majority of the time. Because even in Ayanla, I had no clue that she was a lawyer at one point, and then was living basically paycheck to paycheck, had her daughter, was depressed, was going through so many different things, but she was still making money as a lawyer. And I'm looking at it like, well, when I grew up, lawyers were making bank. So how was this for Yanla? But then when she tells her story, it's like, oh, damn. But then you realize how she turns her life around. And it's all mindset. And changing how you perceive things and changing how you interpret things and then how you take those interpretations and changes in perception and apply them to your own life. And that's one thing that I have been doing on myself for the past couple years, and I've been really, really, really making an effort to change my mindset. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is a general blanket statement. This does not account for all the Jamaicans, but Jamaicans tend to have a very negative mindset. The way they talk to each other can be very negative. And sometimes it's not even like straight up in your face negative. It's like that passive aggressive bullshit type of negative that I absolutely hate. But there's a lot of negativity there in the way that they present themselves or they think about things or they talk to each other. And that's something that I have experienced firsthand, and I despise it. I really hate it. Because that's when you could take somebody who is 5 feet tall and chop them down to 2 inches with your passive aggressive bullshit. So I hate it. I can't even. So I realized this, picked up on it, and I was like, you know what? I need to change my mindset. I need to start thinking more positive. And that's where I started learning about the law of attraction, positive thinking, mindfulness, meditation. All of those things, and those are all things that you can do as an individual to get your mind right, you know. And as the podcast grows, we're definitely going to be getting more in-depth on those things. But if you ever take a notice and listen to when celebrities talk, they always talk about their mind and the power of the mind and positivity and believing in themselves and affirmations and whatever it may be, but it always leans back to mindset. It doesn't matter. Your talents do matter, but it's not the only thing that matters. Your mindset and how you put those talents to use are huge. Because if you ever notice, when you see people at work and they do mediocre work, but they are, you know, some of the most positive people, or they're just really happy or whatever, and they end up moving leaps and bounds, but they do bullshit work. Yeah, those are those people. Their mind is right. Their work may suck, but their mind is right. But here what happened. They're probably open to learning. They're probably doing whatever to make other people have a different impression of them. And that's how they end up, you know, making it and getting ahead. So that's one thing that I would suggest for you, where you think about where are you now? And the kind of person you want to be, or the goals you want to achieve, or whatever. And think about what is it going to take me mentally to get there? Is it going to be that I got to do affirmations and I have to study like the law of attraction or something and really work on my personal confidence and how I see myself? Maybe it's that you just simply need to be nicer to yourself. Because if you're not willing to say certain shit to somebody else, you shouldn't be saying that to yourself. If you're not going to tell somebody, damn, you're ugly as fuck, then you shouldn't be telling yourself, damn, I'm ugly as fuck. You should not be saying that to yourself. Absolutely not. You should be, if you're going to compliment somebody and be like, yo, you're really pretty, or you got some nice shape, or you got beautiful skin, you should be able to say that same shit to yourself. And then you should be able to, even if you can't do it now, work it up until you can say that to yourself. Find things you can appreciate about yourself and compliment yourself on that. You know, I look at myself and I'm like, man, I got some nice curves. I'm good. I like the way I look in these clothes. Or, you know, I'm like, man, I have some flaws on my skin, but my skin feels good. I got nice texture on my skin. So maybe I got some dark spots, but my skin feels baby soft. You know, and the way you talk to yourself is important. Because not only is that how you see yourself, but that's how other people are going to see you as well. And if you don't want to accept anybody talking down to you, you shouldn't talk down to you either. Thanks again for listening to the Day by Day podcast with Caress Deer. If you'd like to like, subscribe, all that jazz, we are at Day by Day Pod on Instagram and Facebook. And you can always find us in iTunes and wherever you choose to get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.